City and race officials are getting ready for this weekend's Detroit Grand Prix. Unlike recent years when the races were held on Belle Isle, this year the spectacle of motorsport returns to city streets. WDET's Alex McLennan has more.
For the first time since 1991, legal car racing will be taking place in downtown Detroit. The Grand Prix will make use of a new track layout running along Jefferson Avenue and the Detroit Riverfront. Work to set up the temporary infrastructure has been ongoing for weeks. Many Detroiters had complained about the race on Belle Isle, with the event impacting park access for several weeks. But the motivation to move came after race organizers saw the success of a 2021 IndyCar race in downtown Nashville. From there, Grand Prix Chairman Bud Danker says things came together fast.
You know, Michael Montry and I had this idea just 18 months ago to bring this race from Belle Isle to downtown Detroit.
The move to city streets came with 1 year left on the island's contract. Will Power won the final Detroit Grand Prix on Belle Isle and is the reigning IndyCar Series champion. Like many of the drivers, Power has mixed emotions about leaving the island raceway.
Yeah, I mean, Belle Isle was an amazing track. Like, it was a real driver's track. It was, you had to attack really hard.
But he says Belle Isle did have some drawbacks that the new venue addresses.
It wasn't very accessible to people. I think this brings the race to the people downtown. It's very inclusive.
That's a thought that has been echoed by race organizers and city officials, people like City Council President Mary Sheffield.
Going on the island was a lot more secluded. It didn't feel inclusive. This open space right on the streets of our city makes it feel a lot more open.
One way the event will be more inclusive is that a large portion of the track around Hart Plaza will be open for free public viewing, no ticket required. Sheffield says that will offer an additional boost for businesses.
Because people coming from the races directly over there will patronize those businesses.
But with the venue change comes new security challenges. When the racing was held on Belle Isle, there was only one way onto the island. Spectators shuttled across the MacArthur Bridge and passed through this same security checkpoint. With the race moving back downtown, there will be more ways to enter the event, and with a large section of the track open for free public viewing, anyone walking the street will have access.
Security is the primary concern. We've got big city problems with folks coming down.
That's Detroit Police Chief James White. He says the agency has talked with law enforcement in other cities that have held similar events, picking their brains on things like traffic flow and crowd management.
The other thing that we look at is the fireworks. We know that we can swell up to 500,000 people if the weather's good on the fireworks.
White says he doesn't expect as many people to attend the Grand Prix as Detroit's annual summer fireworks show, but some of the enforcement practices from that event will apply.
We're going to have undercover officers in the crowds, and they're going to be reporting back to us what's going on. If there's anybody with some nefarious intent, we're going to try to get on top of that quickly.
While optimism for a smooth, successful weekend is high among officials, race organizers know there will be some learning on the job. Nobody involved in the 1991 downtown race is part of the management team this time around. This is a first-year event for Bud Danker's crew.
There will be changes as we go along, I'm sure, next year.
Danker has experience in that area. He was a Grand Prix chairman when the race relaunched on Belle Isle in 2012. That year, the grip of the race car tires tore up chunks from the road, leading to a long delay. But changes were made, and nothing like that has happened since.
I call it whack-a-mole. There's something that comes up every other minute that we didn't expect, and that's going to happen all through the race, and we'll learn from that and make it better.
One thing that might be learned this weekend is whether a new victory tradition will be created. Over the years at Belle Isle, it became ritual that the winner of the race would leap into the water of the Scott Memorial Fountain. It's something driver Will Power mused during a recent press conference.
I got to win the last race at Belle Isle, got to jump in that fountain. Want to win the first race back here and jump in that river, and then they can get me about a mile downstream.
But speaking in private, Power was a bit more hesitant.
No, I don't think I would jump in the river. I'd consider it. I don't know how dangerous that is, but...
If the winner on Sunday does decide to take a celebratory swim, the Detroit Grand Prix's new victory lane is on the Riverwalk. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.